Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, salam, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. To this program where we explore timeless teachings to elevate our souls, sharpen our ethics, and bring clarity to our lives. Today's hadith is one of the most powerful ethical warnings from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his holy progeny. It says, "The one who consumes usury, the one who gives it, the one who writes its contract, and its witnesses, they are all equal in the sin." And what a big sin it is. Let's unpack this profound teaching and see what it means for our lives today. Riba, or usury, isn't just a financial detail. It's a system that historically and today destroys societies from the inside. It creates inequality, traps people in cycles of debt, and builds wealth on someone else's suffering. The Prophet didn't just warn that the one who takes interest, he expanded the circle. The one who pays interest, the one who records the transaction, and even the witness. Why? Because some sins don't survive unless an entire system supports them. The Prophet wants us to realize contributing to injustice, even indirectly, normalizes it. Modern psychology agrees participating in harmful systems dulls our moral sensitivity. We stop noticing the injustice because everyone is doing it. The hadith isn't all about money, it's about responsibility. The Prophet is teaching us something deep. In society, wrong doesn't grow because of one evil person. Wrong grows because good people look away, sign the papers, approve the process, or say, "This is just how the world works." The danger of riba is threefold. Spiritually, it hardens the heart. Wealth gained unjustly blocks divine blessings. And psychologically, it trains a person to value profit over fairness. And socially, it creates a world where people become numbers, not human beings. No wonder the Prophet said, "All participants share the sin." They helped build an unjust system. We live in a world where interest is everywhere. Banks, loans, mortgages, credit cards. Many people feel trapped. So what do we do? Here are gentle practical steps. Start with awareness. Recognizing the problem is half the solution. Many people fall into riba simply because they've never thought deeply about it. And seek alternatives. Islamic finance today is not perfect, but it is growing. Look for interest-free loans, community support funds, or Islamic banking options. And keep intention clean. If you are forced into an interest-based system due to necessity, not desire, keep your heart awake, make istighfar, and plan for the day you can exit it. And never normalize it. May Allah protect our hearts, purify our wealth, and guide us to paths of earning that bring barakah, blessings, and compassion and justice. So today was the 29th of Ramadan. Inshallah, for those who tomorrow is Eid for them, we offer our felicitations in advance. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.